Welcome to the Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts, Joan
and Stephanie,
and we want to make sure you're treating not just your face, but most importantly, yourself right.
And today, we have a very special guest, good friend, model, actor, Jelly!
I was like, do I say my own name?
I was like, come on!
Hi, I'm Jelly.
What does Jelly stand for?
Okay, this is like a weird story, but when I first came to Korea, I had a lot of like Korean friends because I went to high school here, and they could not pronounce my English name, which is like, it's just Jaylin.
Jaylin.
Yeah. So they would call me like Chelly.
Chelly.
Yeah.
Chelly.
And so it just stuck one day and I was like, okay, that's fine.
It's really cute. I like it.
Thanks.
Jelly.
Catchy.
Thanks, guys.
If there's anything skincare related that you want us to discuss in future episodes, let us know on our socials at The Dive Studios. Be sure to follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
5 stars.
Hi, Jelly.
Hi. Hey.
How are you?
Hi, world.
I did.
Okay, so my debut drama aired in Korea, I think last week, but it also airs again like tonight at like 12:10 on TVN. It's called Mint Condition. One of my co-stars is Red Velvet's Yeri. So if you guys are fans of her and want to join the show and want to like just like vibe out and like watch us do whatever we did, yeah, go check it out.
He's like, if you care and want to see us vibe out, just check it out. So you did that so calmly. So I was like, I'm so impressed. Sorry.
Oh, so I actually haven't watched it, but tonight at 12, I will stay up and
thank
watch
you.
It.
Oh, thank you.
On TVN.
I don't have a TV, so.
It's okay. I don't either.
If you guys want to come over.
But the thing is, I had to watch it online.
Uh-huh.
Like there's like a app, like a website called TVing or something like that. And like, it's kind of like Korea's YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it has like a bunch of different channels that you can use. But you have to like subscribe to that like you do with Netflix. Mm-hmm. But if you like just go in and like you see the drama airing already, you can like watch it for like 3 minutes for free. And then when 3 minutes is up, you can like refresh the page and keep going. And that's what I did.
How long is the drama?
It's like an hour.
Every three minutes.
But it worked out. Like you never missed anything. You just kept refreshing. That's how I watched it.
Well, you learn much more than beauty on this show, do we?
Because Jelly is also fluent in Korean.
I have good days.
Seriously, I was like, oh, you've been here since high school. You're probably better than me at Korean. And he's like, no. I was like, 완전 yes. And he's like, 완전 no.
No,
I was like,
no.
Yes.
I have good days and bad days. I think even with my English, I have good days and bad days.
Same.
So, yeah.
You might recognize Jelly from Jamie's podcast, What Would Jamie Do? You were a guest a couple of times.
I was. I think we did like 3 or 4 episodes together.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was like really fun. So,
You're going to have fun today too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, drink this right now.
Yeah.
One moment.
So much
one
fun. Oh.
Cheers.
Oh, man.
Fun.
Okay, I'll drink too.
We all took a shot.
So much better. Okay. So much better.
And actually, Jelly was the one who connected me with Dive Studios.
I am. Oh yes.
I owe him everything.
You did this.
Yes. And now I want my 20%. I don't know who pays, but it's to me.
I owe you a lot. And my firstborn child. So
I will not take it.
Wait, so how'd you guys meet?
We met at a Starbucks, I think.
Yeah, randomly.
Is like,
two lads.
I'm like, hey, you're also a foreigner here.
Yeah, two foreigners in Starbucks.
No. We have
someone connected you guys.
Okay. We have a mutual friend. And she's like, I'm with my friend Jelly. I think you like him.
And then she hated me.
I'm kidding.
I'm like, what a weirdo.
Okay. I met you before.
We have
at met a party.
Before. We met at a party.
Wow. Joan knows everybody.
At parties.
Only at parties.
I feel like
exclusively.
I always meet people at parties.
Yeah. So you're the social type of parties because I just stand awkwardly in a corner.
Oh, no.
No.
In the middle. Let's go.
I said hi, then I ran to the corner.
Yeah, he was at the corner. But
I was just scared.
Why?
I didn't know anybody.
I'm like that too. I'm like,
Like next time, now that we know each other, okay. I would drag you
please
to
do.
The
I
middle.
Need a push.
Okay, I'll,
the middle.
I'll push you.
Except okay. one time I came to a birthday party and I walked in and Shelly was twerking.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You liar.
That's the first thing I
in the corner.
I think like, I do
like,
remember
oh
that
my
day.
God, I'm
I remember
late.
That day.
Oh man.
I remember that day. I do. And here's my this is what I have to say. I got there and like in a taxi and I have like marmee. It's mm-hmm. like no like really like
if you know
marmee?
The word marmee, you're good at Korean.
What is that thing?
Marmee is like car sickness.
I have like really bad car sickness.
Uh-huh.
And so I got out of the taxi and I was like, I need a drink. I had like two shots of like tequila and two shots of whiskey. And then after that, everything was darkness.
Wow. Well, let's keep drinking. We might see some of that tonight.
I'm resting.
This is so funny because I came late and this is the first thing when I walked in.
I don't remember seeing you. I don't remember at all.
Do you remember seeing me at the party?
I do.
Okay.
Because so my hands were cold.
Twerking. Huh?
I was a little bit. I think you missed it.
Oh.
That one.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did I leave early? I don't
know. No.
Remember.
I think I left before you.
Oh. Okay. Well, okay. So you have been living in Korea since high school.
I have. And that was cool.
Yeah? Why? I heard earlier that people threw milk at you.
Okay, wait. I have a lot to say.
Explain, I just want to know.
Okay, so I came to Korea on like, I guess it was like an American government program that sent kids to like different countries to learn different languages. Mm. So that we could like maybe come back to America and like work in the government. Mm. Like, you know, easy translations, whatever. But I didn't want to do that. So I stayed.
Obviously.
And the milk thing is, okay, so I don't know how it works in other Korean high schools, but every morning… There's like a kid who goes down to the kitchen and like gets the crate of milk for your designated class.
Oh.
And he's like, milk. And he'll just start chugging it because normal people want milk. But I never did. So it was always in midair when I was like, I don't want it. And it was too late before it hit me. So they weren't bullying me, I swear, I promise.
They threw milk at me. I was like, what? Are you lactose?
What was it?
I am very lactose intolerant. That's why I kept saying no.
Both of you guys.
But milk is like the thing that ruins me. I'll do anything else.
No, not the milk.
So you've been working as a model and actor
in
Seoul for some years now. And as a Black American, that must have been a really unique experience.
It was really interesting how I got into it because I kind of just like… I think my first ever photo shoot. my friend from university, her older sister was like in like a design school here in Korea. Uh-huh. And so she needed someone to like, I guess, help her with her graduation project. Mm-hmm. And it was like a vest with like, it was like light reflecting vest. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And then people from her school started to like see like, oh, like this guy did this project. I wonder if he'll do it for me.
Mm.
And then I did a couple of like projects for those kids like at the university. And then one day I was at Fashion Week and someone just like grabbed me and they were like, hi.
As you're standing in the
like,
corner.
I literally, like I'm in the shade. Like I'm in the shade. I'm in the corner just crying and like in the shade. And then I met like a bunch of like cool people, a couple of designers. And then like, I guess a designer I met there, like, he put me in my first show and then that was like 2018.
And now you have a drama.
And now I'm in a drama.
That's so
You're
cool.
So cool.
I'm really not. Like this whole thing that everybody's perceiving me as, don't do it. Like whatever you think I am, I'm not. it was really cool. And I'm still
really
kinda
cool.
Like I'm now transitioning into like acting and it's like it's really cool because I never thought I would act in Korea.
Yeah.
I just never thought it was something that I was like even qualified to do just because like I know I do speak Korean, but like I'm always like it's like on TV. Like people are gonna like listen and be like, you know?
I feel it 100%.
Like, fortunately we had really good feedback for the first airing of our drama. So
I'll try to watch it.
Yeah,
I'll somehow go on the TV-ing, keep refreshing every 3 minutes. I'm gonna watch it.
I'm not gonna lie, it was humiliating.
Why?
Because I learned so many different things for the drama. It's my first time acting. I actually recorded the OST for the drama.
You
itself.
Sing too?
I do a little bit.
Yes, he's really
what
good.
What do you not do? Like, what do you not do? Come on.
He also dances.
Drink milk.
Yeah, I know. He twerks, right? Oh yeah, you don't drink milk. Okay, there we go. We found something he doesn't do. Okay,
but it was like. I learned how to like act, like I learned how to like react to the people like talking, like make sure like you're involved in the scene. Mm-hmm. And like to record a song, I never did that before. And also my character does like taekyeon, which is like Korean martial arts.
Oh.
And I had to go to a class. I know. Don't laugh. Don't bully me too hard.
Stop laughing.
I'm just imagining you it's doing it. It's just really cute.
It was like a lot. Cause like it's not like taekwondo where you can like kick and like, you know, scream.
Right.
I had to like lift my leg and like flick my leg. I don't know how to describe it. Just go look it up. But yeah, like stuff like that, like intense like muscle stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't have any muscle on my body. No.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
No, I have to go. Bye.
I'm kidding. I don't either.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I learned a lot of things and I'm just like really…
Oh.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
For more things to come.
Working in Korea and in this beauty industry in Korea and entertainment industry, do you feel there is a inclusive representation of products that actually work for different skin tones?
Short answer, no. I mean, like, because yeah. there isn't. I mean, like, Korea is a very, like, homogeneous, you know, country. So mm-hmm. there's not going to be a lot of, like, products for every type of skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure even the palest of them that come to Korea, they can never, like, really find things that, like, really fit to their skin either. So I think, I mean, Korea has some improvements to do. But I think they're getting better.
Yeah.
And
I
can't say that I'm not, like, the expert on makeup. I really don't really wear it. I am today, though. So if you can tell, please give me a like.
Please give us a 5-star rating.
But I know a lot of my, like, I guess, women friends who mm-hmm. come from, like, really different countries. They'll come here and they won't be able to find anything that they really use. Even the males that come here that
right.
really want to use makeup.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's changing slowly but surely. Yeah.
And how do you feel about that, like, in… Like here with makeup artists, do they know? Are they educated about dark
skin
tones?
Yeah, let's talk about our makeup artist experience. Because I'm sure
yes.
we all have different ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, starting with you.
Okay, so I think the first few shoots that I did, they just didn't put anything on me.
Oh, really?
Maybe just like lotion.
Because you have good skin. Good skin.
Today is a different day. Back then, it was like kind of like really patchy. But it's the thing is like the way I look at myself and the way like I like… look at my skin is different from how, like, I guess you would look at yours. Because
of course.
I feel like when I look at you guys, like, you guys have really good skin. But sometimes maybe it's like, some days you're like, oh, my skin doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
But on those days even, I feel like I would still think that you guys have good skin.
I feel like you have great skin. Right?
And today is just one of those good days for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good day to come to the Dive Studios.
It's also because we're our own, like,
yes.
we're our harsh critiques.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yes.
so.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're always on ourselves.
I guess, like, as I continue to do more shoots and they would, like, use more, I guess, makeup. My first couple of shoots where they put makeup on me, it was never, like, a foundation. It was always, like, they would use, like, eyeshadow and lotion. And, like, make a paste that was similar to my skin tone and, like, just, like, you know, put it on me. And it was always so, like… I would just end up taking it off, like,
yeah,
in the bathroom.
Because
it was so gray. And it was, like, the flashback was so, like…
Yeah.
It was
just
so harsh.
Like, I mean, it's just not supposed to.
Yeah,
like,
it's just not supposed to be on your face. So I would always just go into the bathroom and just like kind of like wipe it off to best of my ability.
Get your makeup done. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Double cleansing.
Yeah, but then when I went back to the States for like a visit, I actually bought my own foundation. And then I would start to bring that around with… I got kind of tired of it because I was like, you know, this is mine. Like,
yeah, it's…
I want to use it for me.
In a like, sense, their job like
yeah,
to know about that.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
But I think a lot of makeup… I don't know what it takes to be a makeup artist. But I feel like it can be like different from like different types of skin. But I feel like for the thing, the jobs that I was doing, all I really needed was a foundation. And like mm-hmm. like my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, none of them really knew what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, they… But there are a couple that really know how to, like, do darker foundations and stuff like that. Because
mm-hmm.
they'll have it, actually. But a majority don't. And it's kind of sad a little bit. But it's what can you really do? I'm just one person.
Oh, that must be frustrating, though.
But I'm sure you guys have your own, like… Horror stories of like, you know.
Kind of like you, I take my own foundation to the makeup artist because I don't like how pale I look after getting my makeup done. I'm like, I'm not 17 whole. Like I am 23 or above, you know. I like looking tan too because it looks healthier in my,
my
opinion. Yes. So usually I'm just like, I'll do my own face makeup, can you just do my eyes? Or like the rest of it. Or I would go in with foundation and saying, it's done, just do the rest. Like kind of thing.
Wow,
in a nice way. But I think nowadays they got used to it. I would go in and tell them, I'm like, I don't like looking pale. I don't like it. So they kind of accommodate to that. But before, I used to freak out because it's like they – it feels so good when you get makeup done because it feels very therapeutic. And you just sit there with your eyes closed, get your makeup done.
Yeah.
And then when you open your eyes, you're like, I don't look like this.
It's like, I need to go.
I can't remove my makeup because it's so obvious that I have makeup on. So I'm just like, oh, please.
Yeah. Oh.
How about you?
Well.
Oh. We all have
being, you know, Caucasian from Europe, when I come here and in the beginning especially, makeup artists here, they think I'm white and they're like, we'll use the lightest foundation we have and just slap that on it. But I'm still like my undertone, my skin is not pink. So I'm not like pinkish, like white, like our previous guest, you know, if you know Cecil, she was a little bit, she has like very, very light skin. I don't have that. So if you put that on, it's just so white on my face. And so I always have to tell them, I'm like, can you not like do it too like white?
Yeah.
That's not my skin tone. And so that's been definitely a learning curve. I feel like the makeup artist I work with now, she gets that. Yeah, and it's not just like use foundation shade zero. Like it's, she figured it out. It needs to be a little bit, there's a also a difference, you know, in for like my skin, different undertones. So she gets it now, but in the beginning it's the like a clown.
I feel like
I think one thing I noticed is like when it comes to like models in Korea, it takes you a while to like gain like a I guess like a status. And once you have like a certain status, then makeup artists will start to ask you like how you want your makeup to be done. Because I remember going to shops and then going to like just the shoot with like their own makeup staff is totally different. Because at the shops, they'll be like, okay, so how do you want us to make you look? Or like they'll ask your manager, like, how should the makeup be for the shoot? And then that way they'll like do more of what you want. But like at like a shoot that has their own like hired makeup artist, it's kind of just like they'll just do what they know how to do, which may not be like the best for your like skin tone or like your skin. But yeah, it takes a minute.
I love when makeup artists, before you even meet them, they research you and see how you usually do your makeup. So recently at a photo shoot, the makeup artist said to me, she's like, oh, like you normally go for natural red eyeshadows. And I was so shocked and I like loved that she did her research.
She looked you up.
Yeah. And it just felt nice. Yeah, and yeah, I was like, I trust you. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever.
Like that's how it was. Yeah.
Just
I think
beat my face.
Yes, please.
But one thing here that I do like that Korean makeup artists do compared to the USA, they do like a little skincare thing before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, and I'm.
I got excited. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yes, yes, skincare. Yeah,
I love it. That they do like a little bit of like, you know, the lotion and they massage your face a little bit, get that condition of your skin good before they slap that makeup on there.
Right.
Versus in the USA, they're just like, I'll just like pile that on there and then good luck with it later. Yeah. And so I do like that here. Take care of your, they give you a little face massage. I'm like, yes.
The first time that happened to me, I was so shocked because she was like massaging right here. And it's so like, I guess I just have a stressed out face. And so it was so like tight.
Yeah.
And I was like I was screaming in the chair. I didn't want to be like stop because I didn't want to be rude. So I just took it.
Oh yeah. No, that's great. I love when they put toner on cotton pads and just leave it on your face while they do the eye makeup. It just feels so good. I love when they care about skin more.
I love when they care about me.
Like, yes.
Someone cares. I also noticed, have you seen the eyelash curling that they use a wooden stick and they light it on fire?
Oh, yeah. I have seen that.
I love that.
The first time, I was terrified.
Me too.
I'm like, what's happening? That's like a wooden stick that light on fire. Like a mini eyelash curler.
Yeah.
It was so scary. I'm why are you putting that near my eye?
You just burn your eye. Yeah.
after they curled my eyelashes with that stick, I was like, can I have that stick? So I've been using it to curl my eyelashes.
Just light the stick every time.
I was like, can I please have your stick? Like the wooden stick. I want it.
Yeah, a wooden chopstick from Johnny Jump.
Or like the tteokbokki sticks, you know, when you eat the tteokbokki. Yeah. But I asked them for the wooden stick the first time around because I was like, where do you get that? They were like, oh, this? Like, you could get this for like a dollar. I was like, can I just have that one? Because she's going to throw it away anyway because she's not going to use it on other people. So it was… Thank you.
We love recycling.
Yes.
Come on, recycling.
All right. So if you are someone with darker complexion and wanting to embrace your melanin, here are some Black-owned skincare lines and products that you may be interested in. All right. First one, we have Epara, means to cocoon oneself in the Nigerian dialect of Ibria. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm butchering the words. Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Disclaimer, we don't speak Ibria.
Oh my gosh. I feel bad. Okay. So this is a luxury skincare line for hyperpigmentation. And they are a well-considered inclusive brand introducing the consumer to the best organic and natural ingredients from Africa. However, the brand says it's designed for women. So not sure if they'll eventually open up their products to keep men's skincare in mind. Might still be worth checking out regardless. Because in our previous episode, we talked about if a skincare brand is for male or for woman, it should really matter to your skin type and tone.
Yes. Not to your gender or what you identify as.
Right.
That's cool. You know, some of these brands might only be available in the US. But we also hope that our listeners or viewers, they can recommend some of the brands from their countries. And maybe you can all check them out and share with each other in the comment section.
Yes. We want the comment section to be a place where people will not only watch our podcast and be like, okay, that's cool. But it would be awesome if there's more information in the comments section, you know. So check out our YouTube video as well if you're listening on the podcast apps.
That's so cool. Because I went to school with a lot of like African friends back in the States. And all their skin is just so like untouched. It looks like airbrushed almost. Oh, wow. And I remember I was like a freshman in high school. And this one girl, I was like, what do you use on your skin? Because it looks so good. And she said grape seed oil.
Oh, yeah. Grape seed water. Oil.
And then she was like, that's it. And so I looked up where to buy it.
Grape seed oil.
And of course, like, I don't
Trader
have any…
Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I don't have any money. So I was just like… I was like, oh, that's so cool. She just used like basically one thing on her skin. But it's like a lot of different people have just… I guess just different types of skin. Yeah. You just wouldn't really notice it. Because growing up, like, I just thought everyone just had regular skin.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of acne when I was in middle school. And then it all went away as soon as I went to high school, which I'm really thankful for.
What was different? Like, do you think… Did you suddenly have a skincare routine or…
Honestly, puberty? I think it was just puberty or like genetics.
Oh, wow. Because
I had a lot of acne. Just like everywhere. It was horrible. And I had glasses and braces. Oh, I was ugly. Oh my gosh. I was hideous. But luckily, it just kind of like slowly went away. I did use… Proactive or something?
Yeah. That, it dries out your skin like
it
crazy.
It did at the time. Actually, I don't even remember. It was like eight years ago. No, no. I don't know how old I was. I don't know.
I was like, oh my gosh. Please.
His
eyes got so big. He's like… I was like, yo, you're 6 years younger than me. Please.
But it was just like… I was so shocked that it went away. So…
Yeah. That's
like,
cool.
Not effortlessly, but like…
He definitely…
Watch me get like so much acne tomorrow because I'm talking… Let me knock on some wood. Is there wood around here?
I don't know.
It's okay. I'll just get
There's a tree right here.
There's a plastic.
Oh my gosh. Oh, how we laugh.
Okay. All right. Shall we… Another one?
Black Girl Sunscreen. Protect your melanin. Created out of sunny Miami, Florida, the product was designed to create a sunscreen option that has a natural non-white residue when applied. It's affordable and offers a formula for children's skin as well as a 30 SPF cream option versus the 45 SPF sheer mattifying option. All are waterproof for 80 minutes, fragrance-free, and moisturize the skin. I think, see, but that's like something I probably, with sunscreen… there being a white residue. I probably never even thought about that. But I can see that for people with darker skin definitely being like an issue. And wow. Yeah, that's awesome that they created that.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I was younger, I didn't think black people needed sunscreen. I didn't think that that they needed it at all, that we needed it at all. But then recently, I use sunscreen a lot now just because I don't really go anywhere, but just in case.
My dermatologist told me the moment you wake up and do your skincare, mm-hmm. even if you're going to stay home, put on SPF because the light UV rays from your phone, your computer, even your windows is going to reflect sunlight. Wear your sunscreen.
She's targeting you.
She does that. She like looks at me and I'm
wear your sunscreen. No, I'm just sharing the tips that I learned.
But then when I started using sunscreen, I always looked ashy afterwards because there was like the white cast of it. But the one I use now, I don't know the name, so I'm sorry.
Is it Korean?
I got it from a friend who producer Diane also knows.
Oh.
No. Meiji. Meiji. Is that how you say? Yeah. He's French, so I thought I had to. But like the one he gave me, there's no like white cast or anything. Uh-huh. It's just kind of like as like a moisturizing effect on it.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And okay. I really didn't know that it was something that I really needed. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm pretty sure you guys might know this because you guys are more into like skin than I am. When it comes to like SPF, like what is that? And like the what? And, like there's 30, there's 30 and there's 45. What is it? Who cares? Like,
like the stronger the SPF. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
She's really big on sunscreen.
Okay, yes.
What?
Teach
you
me.
Tell your younger siblings.
Oh, yeah, I did. Mm. I mean, the stronger the SPF is, the more it protects you. Mm. I just remember when we used to go on vacation in Italy, if you don't want to get too burned, you would put on more SPF.
Okay.
It's just stronger, right?
Oh, okay.
It's just what it is.
You want to layer it too because one application is not enough throughout the day because it will lose effectiveness.
Okay.
So I love how in Korea we have the cushion foundations with SPF in it. So you apply your sunscreen in the morning, you apply your foundation, and then throughout the day you could touch up, yes, your makeup, but also SPF. But it's very important to protect your skin from the sun because otherwise, your dark spots will get darker. It's going to damage your skin. Mm-hmm. So that's why SPF is important.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Because I just didn't know there were so many numbers involved. And math has never been my good like subject.
There's a lot out there. I mean, I went to Malaysia and there was like an SPF 80. SPF, I think there was 100. I don't know.
Oh,
it was just shocking because the SPF
like
was
the
so
sun.
High. Yeah. Oh. And so I think there's just many that you can choose from.
Okay. Because I heard that I think maybe 30 or 25 is like perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't know. I still don't know anything.
Yeah. I use a CC cream with a… It has SPF in it already. Mm. Like same as Jones did.
Okay. All right.
No, you have no idea.
We
send
no
each
idea
other text
on.
Messages and send each other videos.
Videos.
I send you videos from a certain app. TikTok.
What? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, TikTok.
No, she like roasts me because I pop my pimples sometimes. Which I promise…
You're not supposed to?
No, you're not supposed to pop your pimples.
It's
just
it's like ready?
Right? It's looking at me and it wants to come out and…
I am so bad at that. Like I'll touch anything on my face. I know you're not supposed to because… What is my face?
Joan will… You
okay,
will
your
start
face
getting…
Whatever
I'm sorry,
want.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Teach
you
me,
know
Joan.
Your skin
teach
best.
Teach… I really don't.
You're not supposed to, but they don't factor in how satisfying it is.
Mm. Dr. Pimple Popper.
I
so
do.
That's like
okay,
the
everyone
struggle.
Talks about this Dr. Pimple Popper. Like,
it's so
I guess she's
good.
An enemy.
No,
like
no, it's like…
Are you
it's
anti?
Okay because he's a doctor.
It's like, a she, woman. She Take another
she
shot.
Has a TV show.
I don't watch.
And she's on TikTok.
I don't like watching pimples getting popped. So it's not
I
like a thing.
I love it.
I don't like
too.
It.
It's
I don't
so
like, it.
Like…
I don't even like watching myself get pimples popped. So I'm sorry, Dr. Pimple Popper.
I'll pop your pimples right now if you want.
There was one… cover your ears if you don't want to hear this. One where she was popping a cyst. On the back of someone's head.
Cystic acne?
No, it was on his head.
It's like… Looks like an egg comes out. Almost.
Yeah, it was like custard.
So the next brand that you want to read… Do you want to transition, please?
Oh my god.
This one right here?
The one that
have?
I saw was… This please, guy had an ingrown beard hair. And she popped it in like this long. Like… what is it, a good 30 centimeters of like beard hair came out and it was just growing underneath your skin.
I remember that one.
With all this like yogurt.
That episode.
Butter. This brand actually conducted a clinical study with a mixed skin tone and type sample group, ages ranging from 30s to 50s. And the products include ingredients such as coconut oil and shea butter and its cleansers and moisturizers. Mm. And I think that's something a lot of like African-American people like crave is shea butter and coconut oil. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to make it like offensive.
But it's so I just found shea butter and I drench myself.
Like literally. Just soaking in shea butter.
It's so…
What do your dogs think? Like, do they like…
My dog used to lick my leg. I'm like, yes. Stop it.
Dogs love butters.
And now I keep advertising into my fiance.
Hey!
I'm like, after he showers, I'm like,
She doesn't have a ring today.
I'm embarrassed.
I forgot it.
It's okay.
After he showers, I'm like, can I put the shea butter on you? Because it's so, like, good. Mm-hmm. It feels so good on your skin.
Just, does he like it?
Yes. But okay. He's like, I can't go to sleep. After to bed because it feels very…
Oh, he's like stuck.
But it feels so great on your skin. Especially if you have dry, cracking skin on your feet or ankles. Mm,
yeah.
Just throw it on there. Put on some socks. So good. It makes
you a butter sock.
Oh, yeah. butter sock.
Okay.
I want to work for shea butter. I know it's not one brand, but… just follow
any. Shea butter right here.
My best find of 2021 so far. There are some things that our listeners had to say on Discord. When it comes to Korean beauty standard, did you face any difficulties when you arrived since both of you were more than tan back then? Example, trying to fit in, get a job, judgment from others, etc. How were you able to embrace and enhance, make it the best it can be, your natural skin tone?
Trying to fit in, I think these days being Black in Korea is really… praised. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of brands that really want to work with you based off of what you look like. And me being like African American, they really think that I fit with their aesthetic of their clothing.
Right.
So I've never been like shunned for like, you know, my skin color. I'm sure there are a lot of people that have, and they have like thousands of stories of their own that they could possibly share with you. But I think me personally, I haven't really affected I haven't had like an experience where I have been like targeted against just because of my skin color. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So don't like take my word for like everything.
Mm. I mean, my experience so far being a foreigner in Korea has generally been really great.
Mm.
Sometimes when I do hear people talk about me, they don't understand that I also understand Korean.
Mm.
So that's like sometimes like on the subway and I'm just sitting there. But I really haven't heard anything like super mean or anything. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like, wow, that girl is like pretty, which I'm like, oh, that's like, that's sweet.
Oh.
Never been told.
Okay. Never taken the subway before.
No, actually, when I was in high school here, I'm a foreigner. I'm African American and I used to wear like a uniform.
Uh-huh.
So people would be like in awe when I would just do normal things like go to school. And people would like take their phones out. And like this one old guy, he had a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he was like, oh. And he was just taking my picture just on the subway.
Oh, wow.
Like right here. We're this far apart.
Oh, wow.
And I just had to stand here like, this is fine. This is good.
It's awkward a little bit. Like it's a little bit uncomfortable.
I have to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's about like, I've had experiences like that. Like kind of awkward experiences. But yeah. What about you?
When I first moved to Korea, I did not look Korean.
Mm-hmm.
We've shown pictures in episode 1 and 2. So
show another one.
Go on YouTube. No, don't show another one.
I was like, the picture goes here in my hands.
Okay. But I feel like I've always had a hard time trying to fit in. And this is weird because I'm Korean American and I can speak the language, but Koreans don't treat me like a Korean. Mm-hmm. Because I speak English, but they also don't treat me as a foreigner because I could speak Korean. Mm. So I always go through this identity crisis because in America, I'm Korean American. I'm not American, you know? So it's like, I feel like I don't belong anywhere. So I don't know if…
Everyone in the room is like, me too!
Yeah, you know, do you know what I mean though? It's like, it's sometimes I… No, because when I first moved to Korea, I was a teacher And a lot of my fellow teachers, they were all foreigners. Mm-hmm. And they looked like foreigners. Everyone, they got special treatment from their schools. Mm-hmm. They got special treatments from restaurants we would go to. But I never got that because mm-hmm. I'm just right in the middle. Even for like jobs here as like a content creator, mm-hmm. all my opportunities are limited because I'm not a Korean YouTuber or Korean mm. content creator. And I'm not an American content creator either because mm. I'm living in Korea. Yeah. So the American brands are very like picky and so are Korean. So I'm just like in the middle. This is why I don't do a lot of sponsorships. But mm. whatever.
But you're still doing really great.
Thank you.
Nick, you really still
oh, you guys are making me feel good.
You know,
oh, it got really negative all of a sudden. No, I'm sorry about that.
Continue. I'll make it more negative. I'm kidding.
So how should we wrap this up? How are you able to embrace and enhance your natural skin tone? We'll end with that part of the question.
I think in terms of just embracing my natural skin tone, it's just to just… I don't know. Just I guess like take control of what I want and like mm. the jobs that I choose to do. Mm. I know it's not easy for everyone to like just… Okay, you can choose what you want to do. Because some people really need to do mm-hmm. as much as they need to do. But like I think at the place I am at now in my life, it's like… I'll only want to work with a brand if they have something to offer that's really genuine and they really want to work with me. Mm. I won't just do just anything anymore. Mm. And I think that really helped a lot because like it allows me to have like a more of a say into like mm. the things that I actually do. And like mm. even with the drama that I had, I got to like kind of sculpt the character that I played because yeah. he was just like… He's kind of like a different type of character that you really don't see in Korea. Mm. So even that was like really… I guess like… a chance for me to embrace myself yeah. just in within that. It's better to have like more control over what you do versus mm-hmm. like just being like, okay, I'll just do anything. Mm-hmm. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah.
I've been around a lot of different types of people in Korea. Mm-hmm. And I realize a lot of the foreigners that come to Korea have this like perception of like a beauty standard that Korea has already. Mm-hmm. And so they'll try everything that they have in their power to fit into that small space of mm-hmm. the beauty standard.
Right.
And it really damages a lot of young girls, a lot of young boys' self-esteem, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. really, when it comes to like being like, oh, how should I look? How should I dress? How should I cut mm-hmm. my hair? Like, right. there's a lot of people that will only like, I guess, base their lives off of what they think Korean people will like.
Yeah.
And that's really damaging yeah. for mm-hmm. a person in general. So I think to get over that is just to live the way you need to. That's good for you. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter if people don't like you. It doesn't yeah. matter if people don't like think you're the best looking person in the world. Mm-hmm. If you're okay with you being you, mm-hmm. that's what's going to drive people towards you. And that's what's going to make people want to get to know you and want to work with you and like create something with you. Mm-hmm. So I feel like people need to start there first. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important part.
Thank you so much, Jelly.
Yes, my pleasure.
Coming on the show.
My pleasure.
So fun.
It was such a treat.
So fun.
Please.
Absolute pleasure.
Share oh. where we can find you.
Oh, you guys can find me on Instagram at Jellyism, which is can I even spell? JELLEISM. And yeah, tune in to Mint Condition wherever you can. I know it comes on TVN here in Korea. But if you can't watch Korean TV, there's an app called TVing, which you can look it up and watch 3 minutes for free and keep clicking the refreshing button.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. If you wish to stay updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods.
Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from the Dive Studios Network. Once again, subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jelly.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dive.
Have a Joan day.
Have a Joan day.